You're listening to episode 23 of the Fearless English Podcast. Welcome to the Fearless English Podcast, where it's all about helping you confidently communicate with anyone without compromising who you are. Let's get started, Fearless Learner. Hello, everyone. So today I have Simon with me. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
I'm super. These chairs are so noisy. So if you guys hear any like squeaky sounds, we're currently sitting on these chairs that speak their own language. So today we want to talk about the growth mindset. And I thought this topic was super important because Simon is mindset genius. Like, and I thought that he would help all of us understand what the growth mindset is and how it's how it can help you as a language learner become even better when you're learning and you're thinking about learning, and maybe you're losing motivation, maybe you have some obstacles. So let's get started. So what is the growth mindset? Hi, by the way.
Hi, Halima. We're going straight in.
Yeah, we are.
What is the growth mindset? That's a good question. I'll tell you what it means for me. It's a case of, am I open to the possibility that I don't know it all? Am I open to the possibility that I could learn something new? Am I open to the possibility that my life could improve in some way if I approach an opportunity to learn something new as a experience that lights me up? Or am I the opposite? Do I think I already know everything I need to know? That sounds like a closed mindset. Do I think that learning something new wouldn't be interesting or exciting? Or here's the interesting bit for me. I think a closed mindset, and the opposite of a growth mindset, seems to me to be grounded in fear. People don't want to learn new things in case they get it wrong. People don't want to learn new things in case there's no point. People don't want to learn new things because it seems like such an impossible mountain to climb. So that seems to be the difference between the two.
Well, that was a great start to this podcast. Amazing answer for Simon. You mentioned something about people not wanting, or people already feeling that they already know. So they kind of avoid learning because they have that, I guess, like the obstacle of, well, I'm sitting down. Let's say I've taken a class, right? I'm sitting down and I'm about to learn a new topic. The person starts talking and immediately I get a thought, I already know all this stuff. So how, like, if you do get that thought, so I mean, even if we kind of tend to move towards growth mindset and we're not fixed, everybody will get that occasional, well, he's just telling me or she's just telling me what I already know. What are some of the things that we can do to overcome that and to kind of refresh our thoughts around like new content or something that we're about to learn?
I love that question. So you just reminded me of two things. I went to New York once with a bunch of kids, and it was from one of the most disadvantaged, deprived parts of the south of the UK. And there was a secondary school that was full of kids that struggled to stay in mainstream education. And we did this amazing trip. We took them to New York. It was a community trip. Like a busload of 35, 40 children between the ages of like 13 and 16. And then we split them up into groups. And I got these four naughty kids that were like attached to me. Like I was going to take them around on a mini tour of bits of New York. And we were going to go on an adventure. And we stood outside the Empire State Building. And I said to them, kids, we're going to go in the Empire State Building. And there was one child in the group. And he said, what's the point of that? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, what's the point of going up the Empire State Building? I said, what's the point? It's one of the most famous buildings in the world. We're going to get the most incredible, unique view of the most famous city in the world. That's the point. And he said to me, it's just a view, isn't it? And I think that's what we're saying, the difference between an open growth mindset and a closed mindset. So being open to the possibility that you might not know it. Because in that moment, the moment you have a thought that you know it all, the moment you have a thought that this piece of information can't help me, that's the moment when you've created something in your head that doesn't exist. It's not real. Mm-hmm. and the thought is just something you invented. But if you stay in the present moment and deeply listen, you're going to learn new things. You always hear new things, and your curiosity is sparked, right? So some of the learning that I've been doing recently, I got a 20-minute recording from someone that I've listened to about 40 times in the last 6 months. The same recording, the same 20 minutes. And I tell you what, every time I listen to it, I haven't had the same thing twice. Because it sparks new things. Mm. How do I get to that point? So I just deeply listen. If not, and then listening is a metaphor. Listening isn't like what you do with your ears. It happens to be one of the input devices, which is fairly useful for hearing things. But I can listen with my whole body. I close my eyes and go, what does this person mean by that word? What does that actually mean? What could it mean? And I just hear different things, and it blows me away every time. And I still haven't figured out why.
And so it's, you said that it's something to do with the being present. So it's something to do with being present when you do approach something new, or you're about to learn something. So it's like mentally taking the time to, clear away any thoughts that might come to you. Things like, I already know this, I'm not going to learn anything new. So you think being present is the answer to that?
Yeah, all of those things take you out of the present moment. Like if I'm thinking about something else, I'm not there, I haven't shown up. How could I possibly expect to learn something if I haven't shown up? My body's there, but my being isn't there.
Could you talk about that a bit more? Like in terms of like, how can one be more present?
I don't mean pay attention to me, I mean, just pay attention. Pay attention with your whole being. If you really want to learn something, you pay attention. And if you pay attention, you don't have to worry about being present because you're automatically doing it. I'm just going to pay attention. I'm going to put my phone away. I'm going to stop on my crazy thoughts. And I'm going to stop worrying and wondering whether this is going to be any good or not and just show up and decide for myself at the end. And paying full attention with your whole body. And I guess I would encourage your listeners just not to take my word for it. But the next time that you've got an opportunity to pay attention to something or someone, just run an experiment and see how it feels for you.
Okay, so going back to the growth mindset, the question I asked you about, like, what is the growth mindset? What is the opposite of that? Like, what does it mean for someone to have a fixed mindset?
I think people with a fixed mindset are stuck. And I can't help thinking they're settling for their current situation. And like I said before, it's like, it feels to me like it's grounded in fear, like, because I don't want to fail at something, so I won't bother learning it in the first place. I don't want to learn something new because what's the point anyway, because I'll never be any good at it. You know, I've been through these conversations with my son, and we've talked about, you know, he really likes playing football, and he asked me questions like, well, how much does a footballer earn? And I said, well, it depends what kind of footballer you are. And he said, well, you know, name some of the big stars. How much does Ronaldo earn? I said, well, about a million gazillion pounds every second, you know. But he's an exceptional human being. That doesn't mean to say that you can't get joy and an income from footballing a thousand other ways, not necessarily even as a player. He could be a coach, he could be working in different parts of football. The most important thing is that you do what you enjoy doing. And I think he hesitates because the mountain seems too high to climb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love what you're saying about settling. It's like you're okay with your current state, and you're not going to take the risk to grow because it's comfortable. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I think it's such like a, I don't know, on the one hand, it's almost the irony. On the one hand, I'm kind of saying my happiness and contentment seems to arrive when I'm in the present moment. When I'm present, I feel great. But equally, I've got hopes and dreams and goals, and I want to experience new things. So I'm looking for that path between knowing what it feels like to be present and pay attention, and asking myself the question, if I woke up tomorrow morning, my favorite question, the miracle question, if I woke up tomorrow morning, and if your listeners woke up tomorrow morning, and everything in your life was exactly how you wanted it to be, you know, like a miracle had happened, how would you know? What would you see? What would you hear? What would you feel? Who would you be with? Where would you be? What would you be doing? You know, what are those things? And I bet the answers to those questions are different from what your current situation is. And I feel that people with a fixed mindset have lost touch with the possibility of something else, something different, something new, something adventurous. And we stay in our comfort zones because adventure sounds and feels a bit scary. And for me, there's something about how a fixed mindset has lost touch with the person that you really dream of becoming. A growth mindset is closer to knowing what is that thing that I would love to have happen in my life. And what a growth mindset would do was accelerate the speed at which that gap is closed between where you are now and where you dream of being. It seems to me people with a growth mindset have got somewhere to get to. They want to try something, they want to experience something, they want to learn something, achieve something, have impact in the world, have impact with their families or in their bank balance.
So how about like when, say for example, like I'm trying to learn, so I'm trying to close that gap and trying to be that person. In between that, like where you are now and where you want to be, there's obstacles.
Yeah.
And so like, let's say for our learners, they're trying to learn a new language. They're making mistakes. And usually those mistakes being rejected at a job interview because of their accent or how they sound, those obstacles can kind of bring them back to, you know what, like where I am now is good enough, or I'm not going to give it a try because I don't want to go through that pain again. So they, every time you take action, you're kind of training your mind to either be fixed or growth like mindset. And so what kind of advice would you give in terms of it? Like, you have that goal. Okay, you know that you want to get from A to B, is from the person you are now to the person you want to be. How do we deal with, I mean, having a more of a growth mindset when we are in the journey of going from that stage to the other stage?
Yeah, two things. I think the first is you don't need to see the whole staircase to take the next step. You know, there's a bit of that.
Okay.
Whereas I think sometimes we get stuck because we're trying to think about this huge journey, like my son, the mountain of to climb of becoming a professional footballer. And he's almost going, that feels too big for me. And I'm messing with his head a little because I'm saying, you probably don't want it enough. And he's questioning, like, do I want that? Maybe I do want that. What does that mean? That means I have to get up tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and kick footballs around for 4 hours. If you like kicking footballs, do that. But you don't have to see all of the steps on that journey. You just have to go, what step do I take next?
I love that.
And then when you've taken that step, what you might have thought of in your head as the rest of the journey is probably going to be different, because you're going to have new experiences, learn new things, meet new people. And actually the path that you're going to take will change. So, you know, the steps to becoming an entrepreneur and running a business, I could never have guessed what those steps would have been. And 3 years later, I'm sat at the airport on my way to Casablanca. Like, that was never in my future. That was, yeah. I didn't even think about that as a possibility of our course being taught in Arabic and French across Morocco. Like, who could, you know, just can't make it up. So, you know, dealing with one step at a time, you know, seeing what's in front of you and just trusting that when you get there, the next step will reveal itself to you. The second thing, and you said the word pain, I thought that was really interesting. So, you know, the pain, yeah, I would go through that pain again of getting rejected at a job interview, for example. The pain of not getting what you want is nothing other than how you're seeing it in that moment. Because, you know, the pain of me getting fired from my job, I've only been fired once, it was really painful at the time, but it was painful because that's how I interpreted the experience. The fact of the matter was that I got fired from my job. How I experienced getting fired from my job, that was all coming from within me, right? So accepting what is?
Okay.
And if you apply for a job and you don't get it, you accept it. The quicker you accept it, the quicker you can evaluate what you've learned and take that learning into the next step. Because that part of your journey wasn't meant for you.
So is the struggle then, it's like not accepting what is the main problem here then?
Yeah.
If you're making a mistake in English, for example, you're dwelling on that, and your expectation of yourself is not to make any mistakes.
Yeah. You made that up.
Yeah. And then when you don't meet those standards, you're spending the whole entire day beating yourself up, telling yourself you're not good enough.
Love it. How can you meet a standard that's fictitious anyway? Like, I've got an expectation in my mind of what kind of entrepreneur I am. If I have an expectation and I never meet it, I'm going to constantly be feeling dissatisfied with my progress in life because I've created an image of what an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur is in my head.
Okay.
But because it's made up, I can never achieve it.
How do you deal with that then? How do you humble yourself, so to speak? How do you kind of bring yourself back to reality without kind of taking away the ambitious side of yourself, you know? So because you want to achieve these big things, and then when you don't, and you have like, you sort of fail to achieve the thing that you want, like speak really well at the interview, or you don't create really good YouTube videos, or your website is not as you imagined it in your head. So you have that ambitious side, and then your skills and what you are right now. How do you deal with bringing yourself, so to speak, like back to earth and saying, you know what, here's where my level is, and this is what I should expect?
Yeah, that's a great question. It seems to me, I can only talk about what my experience of this is. If I remember, you don't even need to change your thoughts. If you're feeling anxious or frustrated or angry or upset or sad, those experiences are all coming from within you. It seems to me that, so I used to try and change my thoughts. I used to get cross with myself that I was feeling cross. It's like a double whammy. Like, I'm feeling really frustrated that I can't get my business to where I want it to be. And now I'm also feeling frustrated at the fact that I'm feeling frustrated. So now I've got two lots of thoughts going on. Yeah. Neither of those are going to serve me. Neither of those are going to give me clarity as to what my next move is. And I think there's two things. One is just to remember that it's just made up. I'm just creating that feeling of anxiety from my own thinking. So I take a deep breath and just feel calm. And it's those moments of calm and peaceful mind. That's when I get this ping. Oh, I know what I need to do now. I don't need to see the whole journey. I just need to understand what my next step is. So if I had a bad YouTube video, if I had a bad customer experience, if my website isn't going how I want it to go, just take a break and just relax. You know, and that's when the next signpost appears. Because all of these things that happen in our lives are just signposts. Sometimes it's a dead end. You know, if I had a pound for every business idea I had, Halima, like I would have been retired at the age of 25. But actually, it's the next signpost. It's like, man, that didn't work. I try something else. That didn't work. I try something else. What have I learned? Instead of beating myself up over the progress that I'm making against a goal which I just made up in my head, actually, the real wins are here and now, not in some future place. It's here and now. So I set my intention. I might have a vision, but the most important step I can take is the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, and then maybe the vision will change. And being open to the fact that the destination that you're headed in right now, you might have never get there, and you probably won't. Why? Because it's going to change the more steps you take. And having faith that the next step will reveal itself to you when the time is right.
Amazing. Oh my God. I hope you guys like love that, because I did. Like I feel like I got all my questions answered when it comes to this topic especially. So we're gonna end this topic here, but we're definitely having Simon back for another topic to do with learning. I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. Let us know what you thought. I'll put all the information in the show notes. I'll speak to you guys another time. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's lesson, then you'll love our speaking club, where we take what we learn in these lessons and put it into action. You'll get to meet other women and practice speaking English every week for an hour. All you have to do is go to www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. I'll say that again, www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. Let's work together to help you become a confident English speaker. See you in class.